You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee saw historic turnout during yesterday's election, causing ballot shortages at seven polling sites. Additional ballots were delivered in time for all voters to cast their votes. In the race for the District 3 seat on the Milwaukee Common Council, Alex Brower defeated Daniel Ballman with 57% of the vote. In a contested Milwaukee Public School Board race, District 7 was won by Kate Vannoy. She got 51% of the vote over Molly Cuthers-Steele. Voters in Milwaukee County overwhelmingly supported Susan Crawford and were about 50-50 on the voter ID question. That did pass statewide by a 60-40 margin. With more about that statewide question, here's Jimmy Koska.
Wisconsin voters overwhelmingly approved a ballot measure to require photo identification in order to be able to vote in elections. The measure had nearly twice as many votes in favor as it did against across the state. The Republican-backed ballot measure will amend the state constitution to make the photo ID requirement permanent. The state legislature had originally passed the voter ID requirement back in 2011. Now, voter ID is protected from future lawsuits as part of the state constitution.
Judge Susan Crawford won the open seat on the state Supreme Court, defeating Brad Schimmel in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in U.S. history. Jill Underly retained her position as the state superintendent, defeating Brittany Kinzer. The Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee says over $600,000 worth of food shipments have been canceled as part of a nationwide stop by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That means over five truckloads of non-perishable food items like cheese, pulled pork, and eggs will no longer arrive. Officials say the cancellation could leave many families struggling to get the food they need. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The Brewers shut out the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a 5-0 win over Kansas City. Right-hander Chad Patrick getting his first start with 300 friends and relatives in the stands from his hometown of Hebron, Indiana, as he battled a flu bug.
Yeah, I mean, the day of my starts, I'm really anxious. You know, I gag a lot. I was just trying to get better and get healthy.
Solo home run shots from Christian Yelich and catcher Eric Haas, who drilled one deep into left field.
Change up down. Really wasn't looking for it. I was surprised. We both had a good laugh about it after, and I hit a one-hopper right off him. So, yeah, just trying to get a good pitch and not try to do too much.
NBA, Bucks with a 133-123 win over the Suns, and former Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer. At the NFL meetings, Mark Murphy on the Packers' proposal to ban the Philadelphia tush-push.
You know, we spoke on behalf of it, so it was tabled. If it's not banned, you're going to see more and more teams do it.
That's Mark Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots of rock stars experience hearing loss, but things look even more bleak for former frontman of The Who, Roger Daltrey. According to the New York Post, Daltrey recently said he is going deaf and blind. Daltrey, who turned 81 last month, downplayed his condition while on stage during a recent concert and chalked it up to the joys of getting old. The lead singer joked to the crowd that at least he still has his voice or he would be full Tommy, referencing the pinball wizard and title character from the band's rock opera who couldn't hear, speak, or see. Fans of the animated show Rick and Morty have had to wait a year and a half, but the show is coming back. Adult Swim released the trailer for the new season of the show, which was created in part by Wisconsinite and former Milwaukee comedy sports player Dan Harmon. The show has already been renewed through season 12. Season 8 drops May 25th on Adult Swim. Beyoncé has always been ambitious, putting out album after album, switching genres, and putting out country music material, and apparently she even dreams about winning an Oscar. The Grammy-winning actress told her Austin Powers co-star Michael Caine that an Academy Award was her goal. Caine shared the info about the then 19-year-old Beyoncé in his new memoir, saying he thought she was incredibly talented. He was right. Since then, she's become one of the most decorated music artists of all time. Caine's new book is called Don't Look Back, You'll Trip Over, My Guide to Life. In Girls, Aaron Rodgers' awkwardly dated news, actress Shailene Woodley is joining the cast of Paradise. The well-received show has announced that Woodley will appear in season 2 as a recurring character in the Fox political thriller. The show was consistently ranked number 1 on Hulu and Disney Plus throughout its first season. Season 2 is currently filming. I've reached out to the former Mr. Shailene Woodley Rodgers for comment, but nothing yet. There's a new Fab Four, and they will be playing the Fab Four. Director Sam Mendes announced the four actors who will play the Beatles in his new project at CinemaCon Monday at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. The project is titled The Beatles, and the actors portraying the Beatles are all from the UK and include Paul Mescal as Paul McCartney, Harris Dickinson will play John Lennon, Barry Keoghan as Ringo Starr, and Joseph Quinn will play George Harrison. Screen Daily reports that all four cast members are previous recipients of the UK's prestigious Stars of Tomorrow Awards over the last few years. Mendes, the Skyfall and 1917 director, says principal photography on the four-part biopic will start next year and is hoping a release in theaters will get people out of the house and binge-watching content on the big screen. Sounds good, but at the very least, the soundtrack should be great. The Beatles is currently looking at a 2028 release. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thunderstorms and heavy rain likely today. We'll get to around 57 for a high, and it is going to be breezy. Wind out of the south gusting to between 25 and 35 here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, clearing 41. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.